The first thing on this agenda came up a couple of meetings ago, the rezone petition for the Sawmill Road area. The Planning Commission seems to have come up with a solution.
They are happy. Well, I don't know if they're happy or not exactly, but they did come to a decision or a resolution on how they wanted to see that area zoned, I think, light commercial, which would allow the petitioners to have seasonal housing there and also allow by CUP, I think, conditional use permit, also allow a heavy industrial. So that's a compromise for them. I think that the major issue is for Talk Chinook that they want to convert, they want to see the property used recreationally and educationally. So the heavy industrial zone didn't allow for any construction of even trails or passive, what I call passive use. So light industrial would allow that.
Mm-hmm. Well, without getting rid of the industrial uses.
Right, exactly.
The assembly is also set to continue discussing the Chilkoot River Corridor moratorium that was put into place at the beginning of the summer.
The assembly did direct staff to not issue any more permits for, I guess, sightseeing, for taking tours, for touring in the corridor. And Assembly Member Morfitt wants to revisit that, I think, with the intention of giving direction, well, excuse me, not giving direction to, but to coming to a better understanding among the Assembly, I think, about what would be an allowable or what would be an acceptable or way of managing the Chilkoot Corridor so that we can minimize the bear and people interaction and deal with the congestion issues. And present that to the state, I think, because the state is actually has a jurisdiction in that area, not the borough. The only thing we can do is to say, okay, well, we permit tours and we're not going to permit anymore. But beyond that, we really can't say what's going to happen up there.
You drafted a resolution that has to do with the LUTAC dock and an agreement
with Alaska Marine Lines. It has to do with a roll-on roll-off facility. And we decided that it was very important for us to have a facility, and the roll-on roll-off dock would provide at the least amount of cost a facility for unloading barges. We asked AML to come in and talk with us about how they might participate in helping us financially to do that. And basically, we walked out of that meeting with an idea that they would build it themselves. And it seemed like a very clever way to go. And so now we have met and ironed out just a memorandum of understanding, which basically outlines who is going to do what as we move forward towards that, realizing that plan. It's not a binding. The agreement is not binding, meaning that we can opt out of it if things don't go well. But we do have to kind of set the work plan in place, and that's what the MOU does.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about today?
You know, I do want to just acknowledge the fine work of the fire and the police department and the medical service team that we have here in Haines. They really showed their stuff in the last couple of weeks. I mean, that one week where there was a fire and there were two medevacs, and then they all made potato salad and baked beans and all that the next day. And it was just really, you know, an extraordinary thing, bringing all of that weekend from like June, you know, 26th, I think, through the 4th of July was just jam-packed. And they showed their stuff and it looked really good. And I just want to say thanks to all of the people in the community that volunteer their time and do great work. Thanks.